Okay. I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent and the use of mobile devices and recordings not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item is ended. The proceeding of the meeting will be audio and video recorded except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on any issues before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant message should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, C for a comment, P if you wish to propose, S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Thank you. Now, there'll be any apologies. An apology for Una McGuinness. No apologies. Any apologies you need? No. Okay. Now, we'll just go through the action sheet. Let's see. Councillor Renton. Yes. Yeah. Councillor Renton. And Philip Campbell. Okay, we'll go through the action sheet. We have page 12, 13. Is there any declarations of interest?
None, Chair.
No. Okay. Now the action sheet. Page 12, 13, 14 and 15. Now, any questions?
Chair, is there any updates on Curry's Corner and the bus shelter? I know on the action sheet it's in progress. Is there any updates? Thank you.
Connor.
If I come back to you, Councillor Andrews, I'll ask the officer for an update.
Thank you.
Okay, can I get a proposer in a second for the action sheet, please? Councillor Flynn proposed. And second, Councillor Jackson. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, item four, notice of motion for vaping. And Sinead's going to read that out.
Thank you, Chair. So this paper is in relation to the notice of motion that was heard at Council on the 4th of November and defer to this meeting. Notice is as noted in 1.2 of the report, which was heard at committee. Proposed by Councillor Kearns and seconded by Councillor Campbell. The report highlights the current position in terms of its illegal to sell vapes since 2021 to anyone under the age of 18 in Northern Ireland and all the provisions of the 2016 Tobacco Products EU Directive apply. Northern Ireland is also set to ban the sale and supply of single-use vapes by April 2025, and that's in a bid to stop the disposal of vapes as a major issue in terms of litter across the UK. In terms then of the progress on broader regulations, as noted in 2.2 of the report, there's a further UK tobacco and vapes bill, which will provide additional powers in relation to restricting the flavours and contents of nicotine and non-nicotine vapes and other nicotine products, regulation around the point of sale and displays for these products, also the packaging and presentation and introduction of age sale requirements around these similar products. 2.3 in the report lays out the current work that's ongoing by tobacco control officers on behalf of the council, where they undertake test purchasing exercises to check compliance with age-related sales legislation. And you can note in the table that 117 test exercises were undertaken and 10 products were sold, and there were fixed penalty notices and warning letters issued around this. So these investigations will continue and enforcement is in line with the council's enforcement policy. So the recommendations of the report and just slight amendment there. So members are asked to note the report and approve the council writing to the Minister of Education and Minister for Health, urging them to bring forward a plan to end vaping in school grounds and to reduce the number of young people vaping, and also all other councils in the north asking for the support to tackle this issue. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Young.
Thanks, Chair. I just want to thank Councillor Cairns for bringing this motion. I know that it did go through the Assembly in October. The 2024 underage vape sales report notes that in Northern Ireland there was a 65% increase since 2022 in confirmed cases of businesses unlawfully selling vape products to underage persons. We must approach this with the same urgency as the Royal College of Paediatrics and Child Health. We need to put a ban on disposable vapes, which is something that our colleague Andrew Muir has already completed. And we also need a harsh clampdown on shops selling to young people. Pardon me. In addition to that, there are growing concerns about the illicit substances and vapes that have been found in school premises. Currently, there's a lack of legislation to support schools and local authorities in dealing with the matter. I'd just like to suggest an amendment to Councillor Cairns's motion. So at the end of... Minister of Health urging them to bring forward a plan to end vaping in school grounds and to reduce the number of young people vaping. Could we add on to that, to Councillor Cairns, and eradicate the sale of vapes to children?
Yes, thank
you. Would you be happy with that amendment?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that. And thank you for bringing that motion, because it definitely is a huge problem. Thank you. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah. Just on the motion, with myself working in a school, I see firsthand children can't sit. They need to get out, they need to vape. And then when they dispose of them, they're down the pipes, the toilets, and then that causes blockage. So it would be good to see it banned and out of the schools altogether. Thank you. Any other questions? Now, can I get a proposer, please?
Oh, no, that's my proposal.
Yeah, you can propose
yourself.
Yeah, I propose. And Councillor Campbell. Can I get a seconder for the... Yeah, and Councillor Young. Now, item 5, notion of motion, Neary Canal, and Sinead's going to be dealt.
Thank you, Chair. And this report relates to a notice of motion referred to this committee from Council meeting of the 4th of November in relation to Newry Canal and Newry Canal Regeneration Task Force. And the notice is as outlined in 1.2 of the report. So members will be aware that there's currently no formal partnership between Armagh City, Banbridge and Craigavon Borough Council and Newry Mourne and Down District Council. Reorganisation, there were partnerships in existence, but the two councils do continue to liaise and engage on technical matters in relation to the canal and blocks. Section 2.2 of the report outlines a number of successful projects that have been undertaken to maintain and upgrade the Newry Canal and associated towpath, and also to engage users along the canal towpath. And the recommendations in the report, our members are asked to note the report and approve officers' requests of support from Armagh City, Banbridge and Craigavon Borough Council to write to the Minister for Infrastructure and the Minister of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs for the urgent establishment of a multi-agency Neuro-Canal Regeneration Task Force to work in partnership to deliver on the potential of inland waterways across both council areas. Thank you.
Councillor Fain.
Thanks, Chair, and thanks, Sinead. The proposal, obviously, thanks very much for bringing this forward so quickly following the notice of motion of full council. I've been engaging since that with a number of third-party stakeholders, including the Inland Waterways Association of Ireland. And what I was really struck by was how many actionable things there are in terms of enhancing the canal. And I think what's critical to that is a bit of a joined-up approach so that there's no sort of siloed working on it. So I'm really grateful and really appreciate the recommendation as outlined in the paper to get that buy-in from ABC Council and then for both of the councils to approach those statutory agencies for a multi-agency task force. So look, I'm more than happy to propose that we adopt the officer's recommendation. Councillor Finn, as seconder of the notice of motion, will be seconding the proposal tonight as well to adopt it. And looking forward to working with you going forward and keeping an eye on progress. Thank you very much.
Councillor Young.
Thanks, Chair. I would just like to thank Councillor Fahan for bringing this motion and the suggestion. I think, you know, it's long been known that Neary Canal should be the jewel and the crown of this city, and it has been sort of left to one side for a very long time. So anything that we can do to elevate that, to redevelop it, to, you know, rejuvenate it or whatever, and the task force is an excellent idea. So I just want to thank Councillor Fain for bringing that motion.
Thank you, Councillor Young. Councillor Enright.
Thank you. I just want to flag up one small point. Completely supporting the idea. I know working with Waterways Ireland, their primary focus, of course, is on larger boats and barges, you know. But I know that the Irish Canoe Union did a survey of the that stretch, and because canoes obviously are a lot narrower, most of that stretch of water from Loch Ney down to Newry is actually fit for canoes, and you wouldn't have to restore the entire canal in any section to make it possible for a canoe. So you could actually have a very good canoe trail out of it.
Thank you, Councillor Enright. Can I get a proposal? Oh, no, you did a proposal and second. Yes, you said yes.
Okay.
Okay. Item 6 is biodiversity strategy. Connor's going to read that.
Thank you, Chair. This report is for decision. So the purpose of this report is to ask member approval for the final copy of the new Biodiversity Strategy and Action Plan for Newry Morne Down District Council. The draft Biodiversity Strategy and Action Plan has been updated following public consultation and is presented for final approval from elected members. The protection of the environment remains high on Newry Morne Down District Council's agenda, and we're committed to fulfilling our strategy duties for biodiversity. The AHC committee previously agreed to drafting a new strategy and action plan for the next 5 years. The S&E committee on November 2023 approved the draft strategy to go out to public consultation. Public consultation took place from 1st of December 23 to 9th of February 24 through the NMD Speak service, where respondents were asked to consider a number of set questions. A report of the results of that then was available, and it's attached in Appendix 3. And you can see there in the report the number of revisions that were included then following the public consultations. And those, they were taken on board, and the report was updated then thereafter. So really now we're at the final version of the strategy and action plan is being presented to committee today for review and final approval. The final version of the strategy and action plan will then be published online afterwards. So recommendations then, it's recommended for committee approval, the final draft of the Biodiversity Strategy Action Plan. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Riley. Councillor Andrews.
Thank you very much, Chair. And Connor, thank you very much for presenting the report tonight. And It's been a lot of hard work put into it, and I'm happy enough that we proceed with the recommendations and agenda item number three to proceed with the necessary actions that have to be taken. But I'm happy enough to support that we approve the final draft. Thank you.
Councillor Riley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm glad to see this coming through. Madam Chair, I would be very grateful if our biodiversity officer or whoever holds that equivalent post would come down to Donegal with me to look at the beach area there, because I know this is mentioning forests, but there's habitats down there that are being completely destroyed by quads, illegal use of quads, and burning the marram grass, you know, that populates the coastline there. And, you know, it's just dreadful the way that it's. And I go down there with my dog, and we will walk out that beach, and I can notice now with the degree or the extent of the quads using it, that every storm now there's another 2 or 3 feet washed away. And there's got to be something we could do to try and preserve that habitat, because it's very important for nesting birds and all that type of thing. And just to try and stop the erosion. This erosion, you know, there may be, there's always drifts of sandbars and that type of thing, but the way that the motorised vehicles are going across there for amenity use, it's really eroding and destroying large sections of the beach there. And it could be such a wonderful asset. You know, it could be such a great asset for the entire community to enjoy. And again, I said before that we've got facilities like the old landfill sites that could be utilised for young lads with quads to get that out of their system when they're that age. My own son went through it and his friends, and I used to be tortured trying to find somewhere for them to ride their quads, but it's definitely something that we need to look at in the immediate term to try and avoid just destruction of really valuable habitats. Thank you, Chair, Madam Chair. But a good report, thank you.
Councillor Enright.
Yes, I also think it's a good report, but I'm looking to for a small amendment, and surprisingly, it's exactly the same as Henry's. In the original biodiversity report, we identified 13 habitats in our area for restoration, and one of them was sand dunes. And over the last 8 or 9 years, we've had a large number of biodiversity grants from Council to restore sand dunes, and particularly in my area. Example would be, picking up on Henry's point, would be Ballyhornan, where the sand dunes were entirely destroyed by quads and motorbikes and completely disappeared. And by having a community organised relationship with both the Department of the Environment and Council, we were able to, with some small fencing, and by replanting large numbers of plants, completely restore the sand dunes in Ballyhornan. In a similar sort of way, we were able to save the council car park in Caliph, and we were able to stop the picnic area, the council picnic area, being washed away in Caliph again by a few small fences and replanting plants to restore the beach. Now, this then turned into a very large project, this time by council, with support from the community, who were planting up the beaches in Torella, where 1.5 kilometres worth of beaches were restored. And what you have to remember about sand dunes is that it's a very important ecosystem. There are several types of birds which exclusively nest in sand dunes, in Torella in particular. The Irish lizard is pretty much the only place in Northern Ireland you can now find the Irish lizard in numbers. It's an area where three types of Irish butterfly find their food source when they are at an early stage of development. So it's an extremely important habitat. So we've just reached a stage now where the council has successfully restored 1.5 kilometres of beach. the charity that I'm associated with has £10,000 to pay to council to do some more work on that beach, but it shows in beach after beach after beach, with a small amount of care, a bit of fencing and replanting by the community, how you can restore the sort of areas that Henry is talking about. So what I would like to see, and what I would like to propose tonight, is that we add back sand dunes and sand dune restoration into the habitats restoration area, because it's something we've been doing very successfully over the last almost 10 years, and there's been quite a large number of community groups applying to the council for grants to restore sand dunes. And, you know, we could start to address possibly Henry's situation, so I'd just make that a formal proposal, if you don't mind.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Just in response to Councillor. Yeah, thank you, Chair. Just in response to Councillor Enright, I think, you know, the section about beach restoration would be included in theme one. But specifically then the actions derived out of that and our annual action plans should focus the annual action within the annual action plans.
Eventually we couldn't find anything about restoring beaches or that sort of
thing. Unless I review that then going forward, I'm sure they're happy to take that point on board, Chair, and feed that back to
If I could just come in to say that this is the overall strategy, looking at the biodiversity across the district. And these are high-level overarching themes, and the theme of protecting our priority habitats and species does include the marine protected areas and those coastal areas. So in terms of the strategy and the action plans going forward, certainly the overall – I just want to be clear here, because the strategy is the overarching document, while the detail in terms of what the elected member is requesting would fit better within the action plan. This is actually a defined action on a specific location. So I just wanted to make that point in terms of going forward with an amendment or a proposal in relation to this item.
Something we've been doing well in the council, and it would be a shame to drop it now. Well, I should mention
there's not specific beaches mentioned within the overall strategy. The beaches in the coastal area are in theme one in terms of the overall areas and habitats. So in terms of the detail on what the actions are going to be out of that will be informed through the action plan. So I just wanted to make that point and in terms of moving forward with a proposal from the discussions.
Suggesting to be included in rewilding, they used to be. As long as it's there somewhere, I don't mind.
Okay, Councillor Flynn.
Yeah, no, it's just to say that I welcome the strategy, and I think it is something particularly, like, we all know that we live in an area that is so beautiful, but biodiversity loss, I think, since the 70s, 50% across Northern Ireland, which I just find mind-boggling. Can I ask, just in terms of, I'm really excited for this to be published, and I think it probably feeds into something that Henry and Cadogan have both said in terms of public buy-in and with community groups and things like that, just in terms of how we're going to be kind of publishing that and saying that this is happening and the action plans are there, because I think that might help with people who maybe, say, are going on to a beach with a quad and not knowing the destruction, I guess, that that's causing, or ways that community groups are working on conservation that maybe people don't know about. So I guess just going forward, if we could be kept informed about how we can let people know and how we can work with groups on that basis.
Thank you. And I suppose moving forward, if we hopefully get approval today, we'll be working with our marketing department to really launch the strategy and try and get it out to as many of our stakeholders as possible. And then I suppose bringing back the performance each year against, the targets within the annual action plan for the members of this group as well. Hopefully that'll help to get the message out there and all the good work that hopefully can be done, over the next 12 months. Thank you.
Seconder, please. Now, item 7, amend Oran Point and Newcastle public convenience opening times.
Thank you, Chair. This report is for noting. The purpose of the report is to inform members of the revision to the closing times of the public conveniences in Newcastle and Oran Point, implemented following the adoption of the new times that were approved at the S&E Committee on 20th of December 2023. From the 1st of October 2024, the Council received some feedback from elected members and members of the public that the 4 p.m. closing time of the public facilities in Oran Point was an issue. So given that Newcastle and Oran Point are key tourist areas within the district, it's proposed to revise the opening hours for the public toilets in these locations in the period from October to May. So the proposed adjustments for Newcastle is to extend the opening hours to 6 p.m. from October to May for all six facilities. And the proposed amendments for Oran Point is public toilets at Oran Point Park to close at 5 p.m. During the winter months to align with the park closure times, and the public toilets in the square to remain open until 6 p.m. from October to May. So members are asked to note the following adjustments to the closing times of the public toilets in Newcastle and Oran Point. Thank you, Chair.
Chair Rowan.
Yeah, Chair, just to welcome it. Something that had been raised with myself and I brought it up to officials regarding it. The one thing I would add on that there is particularly the toilets in the square in the town, there doesn't seem to be any sort of indication of the toilet opening times itself. And you do often see people walking about trying the doors and nobody knows when they open, when they close. Because we put up one that's quite visible and is easily seen. But it's to be welcome, the opening hours, because it was creating a problem and leaving people, because shops are very sort of against people using their premises unless they're actually using the premises to eat or whatever else it is. So people were finding that there was on the taxi rank as well in the square. The guys there who are alongside the square, that they obviously use the toilet as well. I just didn't fit in with the...
Thank you, Councillor Watt. Councillor Riley.
Yeah, thanks. I welcome that for Newcastle. Madam Chair, it's just out of curiosity, would you be able to advise on what's the current state of the toilet block in Cranfield at the beach there? It's just there's so many cold water swimmers now and walkers that it's always that area all year round now is a lot of people. And I've certainly had a lot of people asking about the possibility of getting it open, at the weekends at least. Connor, if you could get me an update on it.
To best of my knowledge, Councillor, those facilities are open. I visited them recently.
Right.
Yep.
Well, if you could give me...
I'll come back to you and confirm.
Yeah,
just
give me the times.
Certainly, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're also on the Council website, available on the Council website as well, but I'll come back to you just to confirm. Just feedback to Councillor Rowan. I will contact the officers and make sure we have more visible signage in place there at Oran Point Square as well, confirming the opening times. Thank you.
Nice. Yeah. I'm just checking if Councillor Rowan. You propose Councillor Rowan? Second. Okay. Now, the following items will be taken in closed session, items 8 to 13. Items 8 to 13, 7 to 12, says it. 8 to 13, yeah. Items 8 to 13 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, excluding the council holding that information, and the public may be resolution excluded during these items of business. May by resolution, sorry. Aye. Yes. Yes. Can I get a proposal in a second? Councillor Hart proposal, Councillor Owen second. Whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 8.1, business case, agricultural assessment and tree surgery. On the proposal of Councillor Rowan, second by Councillor Enright, it was agreed to note the contents of the report and approve the business case to progress with a tender for two separate contractors as detailed within the officer's report. Item 8.2, business case, mechanical building services contractor. On the proposal of Councillor Rowan, second by Councillor Hart, it was agreed to approve the recommendations as contained within the officer's report. Item 8.3, business case, personal protective equipment. On the proposal of Councillor Larkin, second by Councillor Rowan, it was agreed to approve the recommendation to proceed with option 5 as detailed within the officer's report. Item 8.4, business case, Lantra training. On the proposal of Councillor Riley, second by Councillor Fahan, it was agreed to approve the business case to procure a suitably qualified trainer to deliver essential Lantra National Highway Sector Scheme training for staff within the Sustainable and Environmental Directorate. Item 8.5, business case, replacement of skips and containers at HRCs. On the proposal of Councillor Larkin, second by Councillor Young, it was agreed to approve the recommendations as contained within the officer's report. Item 9, economic appraisal, liquid fuel requirements. On the proposal of Councillor Larkin, second by Councillor Riley, it was agreed to approve the recommendations as contained within the officer's report. Item 10, harbour surveys. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, second by Councillor Jackson, it was agreed to approve the recommendations as contained within the officer's report. Item 11, waste contracts. On the proposal of Councillor Rowan, second by Councillor Jackson, it was agreed to approve the recommendations as contained within the officer's report. Item 12, report from Cleansing and Refuge Task Force on the 20th of November 2024. On the proposal of Councillor Rowan, second by Councillor Young, it was agreed to note the report from the Cleansing and Refuge Task Force meeting held on the 20th of November 2024. R21 Joint Committee meeting in committee minutes of the 31st of October 2024 and R21 Joint Committee Members Monthly Bulletin held on the 3rd of December 2024. On the proposal of Councillor Rowan, second by Councillor Young, it was agreed to note the minutes. Now, items 14 to 16 are for noting, and can I get a proposal and a seconder? Proposed Councillor Jackson, second Councillor Larkin. We've come to the end of the meeting. Would you like, yes, Councillor Jackson, go ahead.
Thanks, Chair. Just a quick one for Connor request. Can we get some maintenance teams out to Crossgar because the Christmas illuminations are in bad need of a bit of maintenance? Some haven't worked since they were switched on, so we'll just request that, please.
Yes, certainly. I'll follow up on that tomorrow. I've seen some correspondence about that. I think maintenance, the head of maintenance has reported through there's issue potentially with some of the supplies. So I'll get that looked into and feed back to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Councillor Finn.
All right.
Connor probably knows exactly what I'm going to say is the merchant's key or constantly, and everybody in from Newry will know that that is a massive headache. So while we're on the Christmas illuminations, we could probably
get those. Yes, we've been working along with DFI on this over the last 2 weeks. We've met on site a couple of times. There's a number of issues, but I think the priority issue is really along the Merchants Quay section, as you've said there. So the agreement was to isolate that section, and DFI had ordered equipment for the electrical supplies to change certain aspects of it to see if we could stop the lights tripping out. So I understand from talking to colleagues in DFI that work's going to be completed by the end of this week. So hopefully, and then it'll be reviewed, you know, going forward. Hopefully, you know, I understand this creating an issue there, so hopefully that'll be addressed, and we'll keep an eye on it over the next week or so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, okay, everyone. I wish you all a happy Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. You're so good. You got me.
Long to be the part in there.
Huh?